Chapter 11. The Air Marshals Come to Valencia. Jodie and Jonathan were walking home from school the day the festival started. They saw groups of people looking at the fires in the street. "How are they going to move all the pieces of our fire?" asked Jonathan. "They need a lorry to transport them. When will they build the fire?"
"I don't know," said Jodie. "We haven't been to the workshop since we heard that we're leaving Spain. The Fieros are responsible for moving and displaying the fire. I've emailed Rafa several times and asked for details, but he hasn't answered me. It's very strange. Maybe he's angry because I can't be his girlfriend. I don't even know when he and Blanca are arriving in Valencia for the festival."
"We'll go to the workshop tomorrow," said Jonathan. "Then we'll know what's happening."
Suddenly, they heard somebody calling their names. The twins turned round and were surprised to see David and Juan standing on the other side of the street. Jodie and Jonathan went to talk to them.
"Hello, Juan."
"Hi, David.
Why are you here?"
asked Jonathan.
"We got your email and we came to help you," answered David. "We're investigating your father's case. Has anything new happened since you wrote to us?"
"Yes, they've cancelled Dad's project now and we're going home," said Jodie. "It's too late for help."
"Cancelling the project isn't enough," explained Juan. "We must find the CD-ROM. The information on it will be very dangerous if the wrong people get it. The police in Valencia want to question your father before he leaves."
"Do you also think our father is guilty?" asked Jodie, angry. She turned to leave. "We won't help you investigate our father."
"Wait, Jodie," said Juan. "We believe that your father is innocent, but we must find the real culprit. David and I are acting as judges at the Fias Festival. That's our cover story for being here in Valencia. Have you got any ideas about who is responsible?"
"We wrote everything we knew in the email," said Jonathan. He didn't want to tell Juan and David his suspicions about Rafa in front of Jodie.
"Well, just be careful," said David. "Somebody took the CD-ROM. That person is very clever and very dangerous. We'll contact you if we've got any news. Bye for now."
The twins said goodbye and walked home together. They were so worried that they didn't notice all the preparations around them. Early the next morning, Jodie woke up to the sound of loud explosions. She jumped out of bed and ran to her bedroom window in a panic.
"Help! Help!" she shouted. "They're coming to get Dad!"
Mrs. Kelly came into Jodie's room in her pyjamas.
"It's all right, Jodie. Don't panic," she said. "It's the Desperta. Those explosions in the street are bangers. For 4 days, thousands of bangers are exploded early in the morning in different parts of Valencia. It's to wake people early and remind them about the festival."
"Who is exploding fireworks so early in the morning?" asked Jonathan, coming into the room sleepily.
"They're bangers, not fireworks," explained Mrs. Kelly. "The Fieros are exploding them. There will be fireworks at midnight. We've been so tense and worried because of Dad's crisis. But let's try to enjoy the celebrations."
"Yes, you wanted to be here for the festival," Jonathan said to his sister.
"So stop panicking and enjoy it."
"It's very noisy," said Jodie when another banger exploded.
The twins dressed quickly and went outside. The streets were full of people
and there were fires of all shapes and sizes everywhere. It was a huge festival. The twins hurried to the workshop to learn where their fire was going to be displayed. But when they approached the workshop, it was dark and looked abandoned.
"Oh no, we've missed them," said Jody. "They've already taken the fire."
The twins tried to open the door and were surprised when it opened. They went inside and were even more surprised when they saw pieces of the fire in the corner, covered in paper.
"Why haven't they taken our fire to the display?" asked Jonathan, perplexed. "How could they abandon it after all that hard work?"
"I don't know," said Jody. "The judges have only got 2 more days to see the fires and give the prizes. I'll email Rafa again and see what's happening. I don't understand why he doesn't answer my phone messages." The twins uncovered part of the fire and examined it. It looked fantastic. They covered it again carefully and left the workshop. Later that day, Jody emailed Rafa again.
"Las Fias is amazing," she wrote. "When are you and Blanca arriving, and when will they move the fire? Please answer me this time. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I really want to see you before we leave Spain."
But again, Rafa didn't reply. The twins went to the workshop the next day, hoping to meet somebody and to see if the fire was still there. But the workshop was empty, and the fire was still in the corner. Finally, Jonathan decided it was time to do something. "Our fire is fantastic, but it can't win a prize if nobody sees it. Let's move it ourselves," he said to Jody.
"But how?" asked Jody. "It's enormous."
"We'll ask our neighbour Enrique to help," said Jonathan. "He's got a big lorry and he's a fallero. He'll know where the fire must go." Enrique agreed to transport the pieces of the fire on his lorry. "We got permission from the town council to exhibit it in our neighbourhood before we paid the artist to build it," he explained. "The town council organised firefighters to stand near each fire. Let's get some falleros to help move the fire." Finally, their fire was exhibited on the street. Everybody admired it. Even Mr. Kelly smiled for the first time in weeks. Las Fias was really a spectacular festival.